Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Physics of Consciousness by Ivan Antic sets out to connect modern physics with a broad, evolutionary view of awareness. Framed as the first volume in the Existence, Consciousness, Bliss series, the book surveys ideas from quantum field theory, biology, and philosophy to argue that consciousness is not an accidental byproduct of complex brains, but a fundamental aspect of reality that expresses itself across levels of organization. Antic explores how minerals, plants, animals, and humans might be understood as participating in a continuum of consciousness, with increasingly rich forms of perception, memory, and self-reference. Rather than treating spirituality and science as opposites, the book attempts to build a conceptual bridge between them, introducing readers to concepts such as fields, information, coherence, and emergence, and asking how these might relate to subjective experience. The result is a speculative, integrated proposal meant to provoke questions about what consciousness is, where it could come from, and how it might relate to the physical world. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, consciousness as a feature of reality, not just of brains, a central theme is the proposal that consciousness is best approached as a fundamental ingredient of nature rather than a late-arriving phenomenon produced only by neural complexity. The book frames this as a shift in starting assumptions. Instead of asking how matter generates mind from nothing, it asks how different arrangements of matter might modulate, filter, or express a more basic capacity for experience. In this view, the differences between minerals, plants, animals, and humans are differences of organization and degrees of integration, not a strict on-off boundary between conscious and non-conscious. This topic matters because it changes what counts as an explanation. A purely brain-centered model tends to focus on computation, circuitry, and neural correlates, while a more foundational model invites attention to fields, patterns, and holistic dynamics. The author also connects this stance to long-standing philosophical positions such as panpsychism and neutral monism, while trying to keep the discussion anchored to physical language. Readers are encouraged to consider whether subjective experience could be a basic property like charge or spin, and how that assumption would reshape debates about life, mind, and personhood. Secondly, quantum field language and the search for a physical substrate. The book uses quantum field ideas as a conceptual toolkit for discussing how consciousness might relate to the physical world. Rather than focusing only on particles, it highlights the field perspective in which fields are primary and particles are excitations or manifestations of those fields. This framing is attractive for consciousness discussions because fields naturally support notions of distributed influence, coupling, resonance, and coherence, all of which can be used to describe how complex systems coordinate. The author explores the possibility that what we call mind could correspond to structured dynamics in an underlying field, or to information-bearing patterns that persist and interact across scales. A key benefit of this topic is that it provides readers with a physics-flavored vocabulary that differs from standard neurocomputational metaphors. It also motivates questions about whether classical descriptions miss relevant aspects of reality needed to account for subjectivity. At the same time, the approach is speculative, and readers are implicitly invited to distinguish between established physics, interpretive leaps, and philosophical extrapolation. The discussion functions as an attempt to build a plausible bridge, not claiming a final theory, but presenting a direction in which a physical substrate for experience might be imagined. Thirdly, a continuum from minerals to plants, organization, sensitivity, and memory. Another important topic is the proposed continuity of consciousness across nature, beginning with minerals and extending through plant life. The author considers how ordered structures, crystal lattices, and stable patterns in matter might serve as primitive analogs for memory or state retention, not in a human sense, but as the capacity to hold and propagate information about prior conditions. Moving to plants, the book points to the striking ways plants sense, respond, and adapt. They detect light, chemicals, gravity, moisture, and mechanical disturbance, and they coordinate growth and defense through complex signaling. These behaviors support the broader thesis that sensitivity and regulation emerge well before nervous systems. The argument is not that rocks think or plants deliberate, but that degrees of proto-experience may be associated with degrees of organized responsiveness. This topic encourages readers to rethink rigid categories and to examine what counts as evidence for mind-like activity. It also connects to systems. Thinking, feedback loops, self-organization, and pattern formation can be discussed without reducing everything to human-like cognition. The practical takeaway is an expanded conceptual map, where consciousness-related properties might be graded and tied to organization, rather than treated as an all-or-nothing mystery. Fourthly, animals and the rise of subjective worlds, agency, emotion, and self-models. As the continuum advances to animals, the book emphasizes the emergence of agency and richer internal models. Nervous systems enable fast integration of sensory data, flexible behavior, and learning, which in turn support more complex, subjective worlds. This topic explores how perception becomes coordinated with action, producing the sense of an organism-centered point of view. The author treats emotion and motivation as key organizing forces because they prioritize information and shape behavior in ways that are adaptive and often preconscious. From this angle, consciousness is not merely passive awareness, but a functional integration that supports survival, selecting goals, allocating attention, and updating internal predictions about the environment. The discussion also implicitly engages debates about where to draw moral and scientific boundaries for animal consciousness. By placing animals on a graded spectrum, the book encourages readers to consider differences in kind versus differences in degree, and to see cognition as layered, reflexes, habits, affect, and higher-level representation. This framing can help readers connect abstract theory to observable behavior, highlighting how subjective experience could become more vivid as integration, memory, and social complexity increase across species. Lastly, human souls, meaning, and the existence, consciousness, bliss trajectory, the final major topic brings the discussion to humans and the question of souls, meaning, and transcendence. Within the existence, consciousness, bliss framing, human awareness is presented as not only perceptual and cognitive, but also reflective, capable of recognizing itself, forming narratives, and seeking purpose. The author explores how higher-order self-awareness and symbolic thought may open a dimension of experience often described in spiritual terms, inner stillness, unity, and bliss. In this topic, physics language is used alongside philosophical and contemplative ideas to suggest that consciousness might have layers, from basic sensation to moral intuition and transformative insight. The soul concept is approached as a way to discuss enduring identity or a deeper aspect of mind that is not easily reduced to brain activity alone. Readers are invited to consider whether personal development, meditation, and ethical living can be interpreted as methods for refining the expression of consciousness rather than merely cultural practices. Even for readers who are skeptical of metaphysical claims, this section functions as a prompt. What would a coherent worldview look like that can include subjective meaning, values, and inner transformation without rejecting scientific understanding? In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who enjoy big-picture synthesis across physics, biology, and philosophy, including those curious about panpsychism, quantum-inspired models of mind, and the relationship between science and spirituality. It can also appeal to contemplative practitioners who want conceptual frameworks that connect inner experience with a wider view of nature. The main benefit is not a finalized theory, but a broadened perspective. By treating consciousness as a graded phenomenon expressed through organization, responsiveness, and integration, the reader may gain a more nuanced way to think about life, ethics, and personal growth. That shift can influence daily life by encouraging attention to interconnectedness, responsibility toward living systems, and a more reflective relationship with one's own mind. Compared with similar books that either stay strictly within neuroscience or drift into purely mystical language, Antic attempts a bridge using field-based metaphors and evolutionary continuity. Even when speculative, the value lies in its integrative structure and its invitation to test assumptions. If you want a provocative framework that links matter, mind, and meaning into one storyline, it is a worthwhile purchase. If you would like to support Ivan Antic, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.